All right, sometimes people call this next segment something like news you can't use, but you could use it if you want to be interesting.
Sure.
If you want to say,
Thanksgiving dinner.
If you want to say something other than, I'm so full. What you can do is say, hey, guess what I heard on this little thing they do on NPR called The Ramble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first
that up. That one with the music. That was like techno, the techno beat. We'll loop that.
It's totally groovy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first up, I'm going to tell you about this story. This is crazy. Apparently, scientists in Germany, leave it to the Germans. I love the Germans. They found a fossilized sea scorpion claw, the claw of a sea scorpion, that is apparently 18 inches long. That's big. But what's even more significant when you realize that that means the sea scorpion itself was probably 8 feet long. That is just crazy big. Land scorpions and spiders apparently descended from sea scorpions. This is apparently common knowledge. And about 390 million years ago, there were apparently spiders that were bigger than cars.
No, that's
inaccurate. Who wrote this? Is that true?
No, it's not true. And it happened 390 million years ago, there actually were no cars.
There you go.
So you can't say that they were bigger than the cars. That's why they were bigger.
They never could have measured.
Right, right. Yeah. There was no way to hold them side by side.
Yeah.
When I hear German scorpions, I expect, you know, really good heavy metal music. So that was a nice change of pace. How about this? How about this for Thanksgiving fare?
Good to
the
be.
New England Journal of Medicine reports today on Thanksgiving the sad tale of an 18-year-old woman with a 10-pound hairball in her stomach. The woman had a condition called trichophagia. She habitually ate her hair for many years. How many years worth? 10 pounds of hair worth. She had surgery to remove the mass of black curly hair, which measured 15 by 7 inches. And you know her cat was standing there going, you're the master. I try to do this every day, and here you come.
But you didn't have to go that far.
I'm out of the hairball business
so
forever.
Gross. Sorry. If you're already eating like your Thanksgiving breakfast, I'm sorry.
The New England Journal of Medicine said it was totally coincidence that it came out today on Thanksgiving because we know the holiday tradition of eating turkey, watching football, and reading science journals. If you want to see a picture of the hairball, go to CNN.com. It's quite disgusting.
Okay, so according to Roman mythology, Romulus and Remus, you know, the twins, they were born around 770, I guess you would say, BC. The twins were abandoned at birth and rescued by a she-wolf who took them to her cave lair and suckled them. The brothers went on to found Rome. Italian archaeologists believe they have found the cave where the she-wolf suckled the twins. Archaeologists have been searching for this for many hundreds of years. They apparently found this cave buried 50 feet under the ruins of the palace of Emperor Augustus.
You know, the other wolves were like, oh, could you use a blanket?
Could you just step away? I know.
She's like, there's nothing more natural than suckling my twins who are about to found Rome. Yale University's Infant Cognition Center says even babies can tell naughty from nice. A lot of this research was done by gluing googly eyes onto wooden toys to make them more human, or at least humans with googly eyes, and they showed the infants how one of the toys knocks the other toy off a little mountain. The infants were given a choice of which toy they wanted to play with, and almost every baby picked the nice helping toy. It suggests that humans have some innate social abilities, not just those learned from their parents, and that googly eyes are disturbing to everyone.
Hey, I agree. You know, baby, we always knew babies are smarter than grown-ups. Finally, real quick, a little Thanksgiving story. When this girl, Shauna Fleming, was 15 years old, she started a campaign to get Americans to write thank you notes to troops overseas. She founded a website, millionthanks.org. When the Department of Defense got the idea to say a special Thanksgiving thank you to the troops via text message, they asked Shauna to organize it. Major cell phone carriers will send the messages for free. You can text 89279. We'll probably put that on our blog until midnight tonight. And that's it.
Shauna is my favorite military subcontractor.
Thanks for listening.
That's the Ramble.